This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Catroupi. A statewide emergency order has been issued for the varroa mite in New South Wales, something very close to the heart of beekeepers here in the Upper Hunter. What impact does it have here in the Hunter Valley? Well, I thought we should find out from the Hunter Valley Amateur Beekeepers Association, and Vice President is David Vial, who joins me this morning. David, good morning.
Good morning, Darren.
I wish we were talking under better circumstances. Is this an issue here in the Hunter Valley?
It's a huge issue, Darren. Since Friday and, the announcement that varroa's in the port of Newcastle, the DPI has swung into action very quickly. There's a radius of 50 kilometres by yesterday, the whole state has been shut down, so there's to be no bee movements within the state already. This is going to be an economic disaster.
Would there be many bee movements for those of us who are not really on top of what happens in the bee industry?
Yeah, well, in another 6 weeks, it would have been the largest livestock movement in Australia. Because of the almond pollination down south. So there was a lot of beekeepers, ready to sort of transport their hives south for the almond pollination. But, a lot of that's been curtailed now.
The fact that it was discovered at the port of Newcastle from an outside observer makes me feel concerned that it wouldn't be that hard for it to travel outside that 50-kilometre biosecurity zone up to our neck of the woods.
Yeah, well, that's why this is in place already. So from what I can gather, what's happening now, so the there's a radius of 10 kilometres from Mayfield West in Newcastle, and every hive in that radius will be destroyed to try and stop the spread of it. My hives are in that radius. I've got about 160, 180 hives at Williamtown, and I'm just waiting for notification to be told that they're all going to be destroyed.
So does that leave you with nothing?
Yeah. So I breed queen bees, I sell queen bees, I sell boxes of bees. Overnight, my business will be worth zero. There'll be no income.
How long is this taking you to build up?
I've been a beekeeper for 20 years and, we've been working on some different genetics for the queens for quite a few years. We're really going to ramp up this year with our artificial insemination of queen bees. But all that's not going to happen now.
It would appear from the outside that the response has been pretty swift from DPI. Are you happy with how the New South Wales government and the Minister Dugald Saunders has handled this so far?
Oh, yeah, extremely happy. As I was told on Friday, this is a well-oiled machine that's just been waiting to be turned on because, over the last couple of years, we've already had incursions in Cairns and Townsville in Queensland, and we've had an incursion at the port of Melbourne in Victoria, but that was another varroa. It wasn't varroa destructor, everything's in place. I've been speaking to the control centre this morning, and they're right on top of it.
Do you think there's a case for yourself and fellow beekeepers to get some sort of compensation from the government once this is all sorted out?
There is some compensation, but at this stage, it's more important. I feel it's more important that we get on top of this and stop it, and then we can sort all that out later. But this is really critical that they can contain this as quickly as possible. Because the thing's going to be, if they don't contain it, the problem's going to be the pollination of all our vegetables will be dramatically reduced. And, we're already seeing in the supermarket, food shortages, you know, well, this is just going to impact as well.
Yeah, it could be absolutely devastating beyond what people would imagine. So for the uninitiated, what does this varroa mite do to bees?
Well, what happens to varroa mite? So what happens, it attaches to the bee's body and it actually burrows into the body and it lays its eggs in the bee's body. And then what happens, the larvae from it use the bee as a food source and it kills the bee off.
So it is fatal, it doesn't just cause... So just finally, what advice are you giving beekeepers in the Hunter Valley?
Just sit tight and just wait for directions from the Department of Primary Industry. So don't open any boxes, don't move any bees, don't try and extract any honey. You know, just sit tight and just wait for the experts to give you the proper directives.
You talked just before about the impact this could have on the growing of vegetables in the Upper Hunter and across the state. Do you know whether this movement, I'm not sure the wording seems to mean everything, but does that include that supermarkets can't transport honey to their stores as well? So does that mean honey may disappear off our shelves in the short term?
Well, the process... honey already is okay, but you'd have to ask the DPI about that. I'm not too sure.
David Vile, thank you very much for your time on Hunter Valley Today.
My pleasure, thanks.
That's David Vile, the Vice President of the Hunter Valley Amateur Beekeepers Association on Hunter Valley Today, 981 2NM.